This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers.
Hey, everybody, it's Jessica, and this week I'm going to bring you another solo episode. It's going to be just me because I want to talk to you about what's happening in Los Angeles right now, and specifically the legal issues surrounding President Trump's decision to send in the National Guard, California's decision to file suit and say that he doesn't have the power to do that, and some very recent legal filings where California is saying, don't send in the National Guard, don't send in the Marines, and don't allow them to act as a domestic law enforcement agency. So let's get right to it. I have to say right off the bat, you may hear helicopters and or sirens in the background. Such is life in portions of Los Angeles right now. And so let's get to what happened and what is happening. As all of you know, the Trump administration is embracing a really broad view of executive authority, not just in this scenario, but in others as well. We can think about the Trump administration seeking to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport people. We can think about the Trump administration saying they have emergency powers to implement new tariffs. And here we have the Trump administration sending the National Guard into Los Angeles, California, against the wishes of California's governor and the Los Angeles mayor. Now, as I said, California is fighting back and arguing that the federal government is trampling on state sovereignty. In my view, the legal problem here for California is that federal law gives not just President Trump, but any president really broad authority to federalize the National Guard, whether or not Governor Newsom or any other state's governor wants a president to do so. So let's talk, that's kind of the headline. Let's talk about how we got here and then the legal details. So late last week, I'm recording this episode on June 10th, late last week, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, carried out raids in and around downtown Los Angeles, and they arrested dozens of undocumented people. Protests almost immediately followed, and some of those protests did turn violent. On Saturday, June 7th, Trump issued a presidential memorandum that invoked a little-used federal law. I'm going to refer to it as Title 10. It is 10 U.S.C. Section 12406. And he invoked that federal law in order to federalize 2,000 California National Guard members. Now, as I said, Trump did this against the wishes of California Governor Gavin Newsom, California Attorney General Rob Bonta, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, and other elected officials. Now, by June 9th, California announced that it was filing suit against Trump and arguing that he lacked the authority to federalize the National Guard, and in this case was infringing on state authority, state independence, state autonomy. So let's talk about that particular statute. Now, the power conferred on presidents under Title 10 is broad, but it's not unlimited. The federal law gives the president the power to federalize the National Guard when there is, quote, a rebellion or a danger of rebellion, end quote, against federal authority, or in other circumstances, like if the president cannot, using the normal mechanisms, execute federal law. But once the National Guard arrives, it can only serve as essentially supporting cast members to other law enforcement officers. They can help protect law enforcement agents. They can help protect federal property, but they cannot, for instance, perform searches and seizures. They cannot be the ones directly enforcing domestic law. Now, why are National Guard members so limited in their ability when they are called into service under Title 10? That's because of a different federal law, a very old law called the Posse Comitatus Act, and that prohibits the military from acting as a domestic law enforcement agency, except in extraordinary circumstances. So there are extraordinary circumstances like invoking the Insurrection Act, where you suspend the protections of posse comitatus. But Title 10 is not one of those circumstances, meaning when a president invokes Title 10, that does not suspend the protections of posse comitatus. And that means that the National Guard cannot act as a domestic law enforcement agency. So our primary question is whether or not the Trump administration had the power to federalize the National Guard, again, particularly against the wishes of the state's governor. Now, Trump invoked his authority under Title 10 when he concluded in his memorandum, and I'm going to quote again here, to the extent that protests or acts of violence directly inhibit the execution of the laws, they constitute a form of rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. And this fairly closely tracks the language of the statute. Now, California has argued that there is no such rebellion, and therefore that the predicate facts, the prerequisites here, don't exist to allow Trump to invoke Title 10. Now, the problem for California is, of course, that there's no settled definition of what a rebellion is. And in addition to that, federal judges tend to defer to presidents, not just President Trump, but presidents in general, when it comes to questions of national security. Federal judges are obviously not elected, they can't be voted out of office, and they're generally wary of second-guessing the judgment of an elected president when it comes to questions like this one, such as whether or not we're in danger of a rebellion. And so I think what you could see here is federal judges being reticent to say, no, I disagree with the president. I don't think there's a rebellion or the danger of a rebellion. Now, what about a different legal issue here? California's also argued that because Title 10 requires that orders to federalize the National Guard be, quote, issued through the governors, that means that the president cannot take this action to federalize the National Guard against the wishes of the governor. However, in my view, the plain language of the statute does not explicitly require consent. In addition, if we did require a governor to consent, that would mean that any time the president wants to use the statute, a governor would have veto power. And so maybe the president thinks that it's necessary to send in the National Guard in order to, for instance, enforce a decision about civil rights. Historically, not under this particular federal law, but under a different one, presidents did send in the National Guard against the wishes of state governors to do things like enforce desegregation orders against the wishes of segregationist governors. So all I'm pointing out here is there are some, I think, real questions as to whether this federal law that gives the president the power to federalize the National Guard in some circumstances, whether or not it would give state governors a veto power. My feeling is that it likely does not. Now, California is also arguing here that Trump's actions violate California's power under the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment says all powers not given to the federal government are reserved for the states and the people. I think the problem here for California is that this power does appear to be given to the federal government under the plain language of Title 10. Again, we have a congressional statute that gives the president the power to federalize the National Guard under certain circumstances. Now, I do want to say that the legal landscape changes significantly. I really want to emphasize that significantly if the president tries to invoke his power under the Insurrection Act. If he does so, then the protections of posse comitatus are suspended, and the National Guard and other branches of the military, like the Marines, can act to directly enforce domestic law. They can be the ones executing search warrants, executing arrest warrants. This would be a dramatic escalation of an already historic standoff between the federal government and the state. And at this moment, on June 10th, we're not there yet. So while President Trump's decision to send in the National Guard can be questioned on a political level, on a moral level, I don't think that means that it is illegal. I'm looking at this federal statute and I'm looking at the language and I'm looking at whether or not federal judges would be comfortable second guessing the president. And I think in this case, we are more likely than not to have a federal judge uphold Trump's decision here. Interesting little tidbit. Who is the federal judge who has this case? Judge Charles Breyer, the brother of retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. So I hope that helps you understand the legal issues of what is happening right now. It is an ever-changing situation, and we will bring you more information as it comes. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe.